My name is Tywanda Walker-Belton. I'm a teacher at Father Keith Bikini. We have arguments about experience and... Oh, you want me to wait? I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you. I am Tywanda Walker-Belton. I am a teacher at Father Keith Bikini. And we've had arguments about the priority schools having experience or training that is separate from other teachers. And a lot of focus has been on the training, but if you look at dictionary.com, experience says personally undergoing something. And so if that is the case, the only experience you can gain for working at a priority school is that you work at a priority school. So with that being said, that makes it that the ones who are at the priority school should stay there. I've been working at Father Keith Bikini since 2003, and there has not been any teachers who have been bumped from my school from teachers who had seniority. There's not a lot of teachers who are running to teach at my school, and I'm sure that that could be said of a lot of priority schools. So let the teachers who want to stay there and do the work, because that's what we're there for, to do the work. It's not easy work. Don't bump the teachers. Thank you.
Good evening, board. My name is Terry Brazier. I'm a proud parent at Father Keith B. Kinney, and I have my whole staff and school and family to support me. I'm here because I've seen the deterioration of Keith B. Kinney, and in the last 2 years, it has come back alive. I'm happy to say that the staff at Keith B. Kinney, they're not there just to teach, but they're family. Not only are they teaching the children, they're teaching the families at home also. So I ask of you to please keep the staff in place. You ask for change, change has happened. We're living in critical times and hard to deal with. So we ask you, the board, please keep our teachers and stop doubling up the students and double up the teachers. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Thomas Hart, and I'm a proud parent of a scholar at Father Keith Bikini. Some of the things that I wanted to say was already said, which it seems like we're on the same wavelength there. From all the students, not just at my, I mean, from all the parents and the speakers, not only at my school. But I just wanted to say the teachers at our school have equity in these children. At a time of foreclosure rate, we know that a foundation is going to help build, it's going to help for the homes, and we can't let these teachers that have built what they have, this foundation and the equity they do have in these people of our students, we have to be the stewards of these students and keep them in place where we can be able to have consistency and for teachers that want to be there. And I say that very sincerely. They're there way before school starts and burning the midnight oil after school ends. And I'd like to thank you guys for our time and for us being able to speak on behalf of our teachers and the students at our school.
If our next four speakers would please line up behind the podium, Scott Smith, Eric Knudsen, Shayna Just, and Alice Mercer.
Good evening, Superintendent Raymond, Board President Rodriguez, and board members. I'm Gail Johnson, the proud principal of Father Keith Bikini Elementary School. I'm gonna try to keep this brief. I've cut my whole speech down, so please bear with me. Father Keith Bikini Elementary School, which has been in program improvement since 2003, has come a very long way. The KBK team, staff, parents, students, and the community have worked hard to change the culture of the school and to provide the quality education our students so deserve. For far too long, the students in this community were neglected and underserved. Thanks to the priority school mission, that has changed. We have evidence that the improvement process is resulting in increased student achievement. Please keep in mind, we know we still have a very, very long way to go. Our teachers have given their all, blood, sweat, and yes, even tears, to make a positive difference in the lives of our scholars. They have worked hard, have participated in endless hours of staff trainings, weekly common planning times, developed strong relationships, and have made a serious commitment to staff development in order to impact teaching and learning at Keith Bikini. As a result of their efforts, Father Keith Bikini exited program improvement this year.
Good evening, board. I'm Scott Smith, president, SDTA. I'd like to say that the stories And the testimonies of the people that have come up tonight have been warm, have been heartfelt. However, they have nothing to do with the actual ALJ ruling, which is comes down to either the district illegally skipped or they didn't. That's it. No teachers will be bumped. No teachers will be laid off. Only if it's upheld will teachers return. It comes down to that. There is nothing else. Thank you.
Thank you, Board. My name is Eric Knutson. I've taught at a number of schools in the district, Edward Kimball, Pacific Elementary, Phoebe Hearst. I've seen a lot of what the speakers tonight have seen. We forget that there are 2,200 teachers in this district, all of whom feel the same passion for their students and the same concern for their academic achievement as the speakers you heard before. 400 of them, however, have been pink-slipped. They're about to lose their jobs, and in part for no other reason than the district didn't follow the rules. They didn't follow the law. So what are we as a district? What are we as a board if we discard the rule of law because of the whims of the superintendent? We're here tonight for two reasons. Number one, the district has pent themselves into financial oblivion, and we have no more money. And number two, they didn't follow the law. Please follow the law. Don't rubber stamp the decision.
Hello, my name is Shanna Justin. I'm a teacher at Luther Burbank High School. And you've heard a lot of talk tonight, but again, this is about the teachers that got layoff notices. It is not about priority schools. But by arguing to put the students at priority schools first, you are arguing to put the students at the rest of the district's 81 schools last, and that is unconscionable. All students deserve a continuous and dedicated staff. All students. But you didn't hear from the principals and the staff at most of the other 81 schools because their principals did not get a letter or an email from the superintendent today telling them to bring their staffs. Those people did not have the chance to speak, but they're the ones that are impacted by your decision tonight, not the priority schools. The ALJ's ruling is very clear in stating that skipping the priority schools results in the students, other students being disproportionately impacted. They're the students, all schools. When voting on Board Resolution 2703 tonight, please vote in the best interest of all district students and all district schools. Please vote in the best financial interests of the district. Please vote to reject Board Resolution 2703. Thank you.
My name is Alice Mercer. I'm a former teacher at Oak Ridge Elementary, Alice. And I now teach at Bancroft Alice. Elementary.
Alice,
tonight is
Alice, can I ask you to hold for just a second? I would like to have a copy of the last comments from our Luther Burbank instructor, please. Thank you. We will start your time over, Alice.
Okay. My name is Alice Mercer. I'm a former teacher at Oak Ridge Elementary when it was a priority school, and I've moved on to Bancroft Elementary. Tonight is about trust and integrity and whether this board has any of the latter, because without it, they will lose the former. We have a finding from an administrative law judge saying that skipping layoffs at priority schools was not legal. There were reasons for these rulings. Reasons like the fact that there are not significant differences in the training at priority schools compared to other campuses. This is no longer an argument about whether or not this is a good idea. It's not legal. You couldn't make the case for it now. You need to follow the law and quit promulgating policies that undermine our contract, pit school against school, and teacher against teacher. The district has a history of endorsing decisions from management and our legal counsel that violate our contract, labor law, and good sense. You approved a last-minute change in the calendar at the start of the school year that caused chaos for many teachers.
I'm sorry, our course longer part asked for a break. Are you ready? Okay.
We will take a five-minute break for the court reporter to get some rest. They're going fast.
I don't know.
Thank you very much. We will proceed with public comment.
Our next four public comments are from Mike Bruce, Rebecca Foreman, Robert Whitehead, and Nate Starace.